podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Security Now is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Security Now, a special edition for April 2nd, 2007. The Windows Animated Cursor Exploit. It's a time for a special edition of Security Now. We're still going to have our regular show on Thursday with security expert Steve Gibson, but we thought we'd send one out to you today as quickly as possible because of a serious vulnerability in Microsoft Windows. Steve Gibson from GRC.com is here. Steve, tell me what's happening.
Well, the story is that back in on December 20th of 06, so more than 3 months ago, Microsoft was informed by a responsible security researcher, I think it's Determina is their name, of a vulnerability that was found in all NT-derived versions of Windows. So Windows 2000, XP, Server 2003, and even Vista has a known vulnerability that Microsoft has known of for, well, ever since then. It turns out that late last week, that is to say at the very end of March, this was found being used in the wild, making it a zero-day exploit. It's being used to install Trojan malware on unsuspecting end-user machines, which you can get installed by receiving and viewing mail in the preview pane. Even in some cases, for example, with Outlook Express, apparently with with it set for plain text viewing, you can still get infected.
Wow.
Or by visiting a web page that does this to you. So suddenly everyone went on to alert, and the guys at EI, you know, EEYE.com, they created an interim patch since we assumed that Microsoft did not know about this and that this was news and that it might, you know, we didn't know if they were going to do an out-of-cycle update, if they would be able to make it in time for next Tuesday's, which would be the normal second Tuesday of the month patch cycle. I mean, this seemed like it was going to catch them off guard. Well, we come to find out that Microsoft's known about this for 3 months, has not done anything, but now that suddenly it's being exploited, they have said very recently, I think it was today, in fact, that they are going to do an out-of-cycle patch for this, probably for April 2nd. April 3rd. Today is April 2nd.
Right.
For Tuesday, April 3rd, in order to do this essentially a week ahead of when they say they were planning to.
So let me understand how this happens. It is what kind of an exploit is it? I know it happens when you visit a web page or you preview an HTML email.
Well, it's probably they say that it's an exploit of some processing code for their animated cursor code, although in Microsoft's page they state that it does not have to have a .ani file extension. So there are different ways to invoke this code.
Is it only in Internet Explorer, or would it happen on other browsers as well?
Well, that's a good question. My guess is, and this is just a guess, that it is the actual problem is in the user32.dll, so it's going to be across any browsers, this vulnerable Windows animated cursor code.
According to Microsoft IE7, if you're running in Explorer protected mode, protects you from this.
Well, and that's very interesting, too, because what the protected mode does is switch on data execution protection. That is DEP that we've talked about so much. So it's very likely, although, again, I wanted to get this news out quickly so there isn't any real need to pursue this further. It's very likely that the DEP that we've talked about so much would have protected people if this were on ubiquitously in all systems. Although, again, I haven't seen that as a mitigating factor in Microsoft's documentation, although I agree with you, I did see that about IE7.
Right.
So
if you use this exploit, if you go to a page that has this file on it, or whatever it is in the code, if you preview an email that has, what happens to you?
Well, it's a function of what the specific hacker chose to do. The other problem is that now this exploit has been publicly published. There's proof of concept code with a complete demo, and I've got links to all this on the GRC homepage. All of these announcements, all of the various statements by the different parties, including a link to this now publicly known exploit demo, essentially proof of concept code. So what's happening is hackers are grabbing this, and very much like previous exploits we've talked about, they're doing anything they want to, essentially. That is, they're not restricted at all in what they do. This is a doorway into anyone's machine. And so you can imagine, for example, that these large spam networks are now spamming people's systems with email containing various uses for this, essentially for a back door to install whatever it is that the malicious hackers want to install on people's machines.
So you could put any arbitrary code on the machine. It could be a Trojan horse, it could be a spam resender, it could be anything.
Yes, and in fact, the reports of this exploit are that it causes malware to subsequently be downloaded into people's machines.
You would presumably be warned if you're running Vista, wouldn't you, by the user account protection?
Good point. I don't know whether that gets invoked
right,
or not.
Right, right. There is an exploit, and you link to it on your website, that will run the calculator. So I guess if you really wanted to find out what would happen, you could... You could try it. I'm not game to doing that. I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
Proof of concept code. I believe.
Yeah. So when you and I decided to produce this special Security Now podcast to announce this, which was late yesterday, we did not at that time know that Microsoft would be doing an out of cycle patch. So I wanted to let people know about this EI solution because they may have needed to be protected by that
right.
for the duration. As it turns out, one day after this podcast that we're now making goes public, Microsoft has said they will be doing an out-of-cycle patch. So really the takeaway from this is be careful for a day and make sure that you update your machines tomorrow as soon as Microsoft has pushed this patch out. I don't know that it's necessary to install the EI patch preemptively. They did a really nice job, as EI did, because this thing automatically uninstalls itself when it detects that Microsoft has fixed the problem.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a nice little interim fix. So I would say if people are at high risk or high vulnerability, or for whatever reason they want this protection in the meantime, they can certainly install EI's patch, and EI provides the source code, so it's easily auditable. And I did read through it; they did a nice job.
Microsoft says the workarounds until they ship a patch is to run Internet Explorer in protected mode. I think that's Vista only.
Well, IE7, yes,
yeah.
And you're right.
They also say that you should read email messages in plain text format if you're using Outlook 2002 or a later version. However, if you're using Windows Vista Mail, it's okay to read it, but if you forward it or reply it, then it gets activated, I guess, because the forwarding and replying turns it into HTML mail. And as you said, reading email in plain text in Outlook Express doesn't seem to fix things at all.
Yep.
So there's just some notes about what you might want to try to do until tomorrow. And, of course, you want to turn on automatic update so you get that update as soon as it's available.
And, of course, it is annoying that Microsoft has known of this for 3 months, that we are presuming that they were really going to patch this on the second Tuesday of this month. But, you know, during this window during which a very powerful known problem existed, they didn't do anything. And here suddenly some unknown number of machines we now know are being and have been exploited as a consequence of this. So, you know, it really says Microsoft ought to be a little quicker to fix these things, especially since, you know, they've got us all now automatically updating our machines every month. It'd be nice if this had happened last month prior to this thing, you know, leaking out or getting out or however, or just being independently discovered by the bad guys and immediately put to work.
Steve Gibson, thank you for giving us an update. There's more information on Steve's page if you go to grc.com, including links to Microsoft's security advisory, the exploit code, and the EI patch. And, of course, you don't need that if you apply the patch tomorrow. Make sure you run Windows Update on April 3rd for an out-of-cycle patch for Microsoft. And we'll be back on Thursday with our regular Security Now. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Leo.
Security Now.